You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
That brings the time to 13 minutes past four here on The Drive Zone this afternoon, and it's time to say hello to Odette Butcher.
Hello, hello.
How are you, Odette Butcher?
I am well. Thank you for having me back.
Well, I don't have much choice in that.
There you go.
Yeah. So, lovely shoes, just by the way.
I know.
Yeah, they are so gold that, you know, I don't know, maybe you...
Rose gold.
Are they rose gold?
To be exact.
Are they rose gold? Is that the color?
Yes.
Rose gold. All right. They kind of, you need dark glasses to look at them.
Do you feel that way?
I do, yeah. I do. Why is she here and why do we tolerate her?
We have no idea.
It's because she comes in every second week to do a series of talks on digital transformation, and she does that right here on air. Now she's going to be speaking to us about the power of using user-generated, don't say generated and power in one sentence.
Oh, I know. That's actually a bad, that's a sore point.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't think that through, did you?
I didn't put power failure in the sentence, though.
Okay. All right. So, the power of using user-generated content.
Funny.
You didn't think that through.
I know. That's a very good pun, actually.
Yes. Yes. Somebody said to me the other day, load shedding is shocking.
I don't call it load shedding anymore. I refer to it as a power failure because that's what it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's not load shedding in my brain.
No, it is. It's a power, and that is a great pun. Power failure.
Yeah.
Yes. On so many levels.
Exactly.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
You're nodding and shaking your head. What does that even mean?
No, I get it. Power.
Nervous twitch.
Power failure.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, see, well done. Okay. We'll take it. We'll take it. Right. What's this all about? Power of using user-generated content. What is this about?
Yes. So today's inspiration has come from a really interesting blog post that I was reading from Hootsuite, which is one of my favorite platforms.
Mm.
And it's all about user-generated content. And it's what I pretty much use on social media very, very often. In fact, I have so much of it on my phone that I can't keep up with using it on our social media platform. So this really is unpacking and understanding what exactly UGC is. And there's a lot of acronyms in digital marketing. So this is unpacking.
Kidding.
Yeah, exactly. User-generated content is original brand-specific content created by customers and published on social media or other channels. UGC comes in many forms, including images, videos, reviews, a testimonial, a blog, or even a podcast. Where does it actually come from? Like, who is responsible for it? There's three main areas: customers, brand loyalists, or employees. So when we think of customers and user-generated content, think about unboxing videos. That's very much trending on TikTok, or praise-filled posts on Instagram or Facebook even. Your customers are usually the most prominent cohort who look to gain UGC from either because you've asked for it or because they've organically decided to share content about your brand. So when you think about people buying stuff and they're really, really proud of it, for example, when you see someone who's been gifted a brand new car, that is a perfect example of user-generated content because everyone takes a picture with the car wrapped up in a ribbon. That is free advertising for the dealership.
Correct.
And just think of all those purchases that people make. Not all the grudge purchases. We won't go there.
Like batteries for a...
I know. Or tires for your car. Or toilet paper for the house. I mean, those are things that just do my head in, you know?
Yeah.
But on that very odd occasion, when you have a couple of rands left for yourself and maybe you buy a new pair of boots or a new jacket or...
pair of glittery shoes. Rose gold shoes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Then you might want to actually take a picture of you with the new product and post it online. That is a classic example of user-generated content. But what I tend to do is I actually build a relationship with my customers on WhatsApp. And on a Monday when we are collecting reviews, and if I have had a good rapport with them, I will generally ask them, you know, how did that aerobatic flight go? Or how did that supercar experience go? And then they will share maybe pictures and a little video that we will then use with a review and put that up online, or maybe we will make a reel of it. And of course, customers love to see that, and we get a lot more of engagement when we have genuine, authentic images and videos online of customers doing the experiences. You also have what you call brand loyalists. Loyalists, advocates, or fans. However you label your most dedicated customers, they're typically the group that's most enthusiastic about your business. You know, just thinking special brands of trainers, cell phones, that type of thing. Employees, this one is interesting as well. Employee-generated content shows the value and story behind your brand. For example, photos of employees packing or making up orders, or a video of your team talking about why they love working for your company. This behind-the-scenes content helps establish brand identity and works across social and ads to showcase authenticity. This is a little bit of why it is so important. It's used across all stages of the buyer's journey to help influence engagement and increase conversions. The customer-centric content can be used on social media and other channels such as email, landing pages, or checkout pages. So if you're really struggling to get people to complete orders, you can even include pictures of other customers with that product in your email abandonment sequence. This takes authenticity to a next level. Nowadays, brands have to fight to be seen online, and competition is fierce for audience attention. As a result, buyers are far more selective about the brands they interact with and purchase from, with consumers 2.4 times more likely to view user-generated content as authentic compared to content created by brands. The time to invest in an authenticity-driven social marketing strategy is now. And it certainly does save you money, because if you are using content that your customers have sent to you on WhatsApp or by email or whatever, or they've just shared on their own page, you don't need special agencies to put that together, or even just your head designer. You can just pop it up online with a little bit of a write-up about it, include the review, and just let it grow legs, so to speak. Mm. And the more you do that, the better it is for your business. UGC gives customers a unique opportunity to participate in a brand's growth instead of being a spectator. This influences brand loyalty and affinity in a big way, because people thrive off being part of something greater than themselves, and creating UGC allows them to be part of a brand's community. And that's one of our most primal needs, if you think about it, is to really belong to something and to be included. And people do want to be associated with specific brands and ideologies. It also acts as a trust signal. Audiences turn to UGC as a trust signal in the same way they'd ask their friends, family, or professional network for an opinion. Over 50% of millennials base their decision to buy a product on recommendations from their family and friends. So this is where UGC can shine, since it's precisely that. It is a personal recommendation. I don't think that's just millennials. I think that's pretty much everybody.
Well, I was just thinking about it. It's not a new concept, because every CV has references.
Absolutely.
And essentially that is user-generated. It's somebody speaking about your abilities.
Yes, you as your brand.
On your CV that is sent to somebody who's going to look at it and say, well, this person thinks this person, the person applying for this job, is worthwhile. That's user-generated,
Absolutely, and it definitely increases conversions and influences purchasing decisions. It is incredibly influential in the final stages of the buyer's journey, where you're looking to convert your audience and influence them into making a purchase. So when we think of the sales funnel again, you'd probably be using a lot more of UGC if you're building it into your sales funnel towards the end, your sales funny.
Freudian slip.
Towards the end.
I can go in a whole rabbit
warren.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
You're already wearing those shoes.
Exactly.
You're suffering enough already.
UGC can be used off social in other marketing campaigns, making the strategy an omni-channel approach. For example, you could use UGC images in an abandoned cart email sequence to help nudge the prospective buyer to make a purchase, and also on the landing pages. So that's, again, the end of the sales funnel. It's definitely more cost-effective than influencer marketing. People are spending tens of thousands of millions of dollars and rands, etc., on buying, you know, the time from big influencers. I mean, just yesterday I had another request. A top influencer wanted to do a hot air balloon flight for her birthday, and she thought that maybe we would like to pay for that for her.
Okay.
And, you know, the price by the time you've sent a videographer and it's for her and her partner, you're looking at 15K. And it's like, no, that's not happening. But customers who loved the hot air balloon flight will give that to me for free on a Monday morning.
Yes.
As long as you tag them, because, you know, everyone wants to be tagged and made to feel a bit famous if you have a large following. So that's an example of how it would be cheaper to use loyal customers and brand ambassadors for your business rather than recruiting influencers all the time. This is quite interesting as well. The future of online shopping is social commerce, also known as shopping directly on your favorite social channels. We've touched on this before.
Yeah.
The main draw of social commerce is that it allows audiences to convert natively within a social media app, rather than going off network to complete a purchase. And I think this is so true. It's coming, and it's coming fast.
Mm.
There's even plugins now for Pinterest and TikTok where you can sell your products directly from those social media platforms. So that really is the future, and it's pretty much on our doorstep. So just to recap in terms of the types of user-generated content, that would include images, videos, tweeting about your brand, just tagging and giving you shout outs, testimonials, product reviews, live streams, blog posts, and also YouTube content. So if you know of any of that out there about your business, and you should be following what people are saying about your business, or if you can get any of that from your customers, then that's the type of format that it would come in, which you can then go and use on your own social media platforms and so forth.
I just want to pause there. I don't know how far down you are on your list.
No, I'm done now.
Are you done now?
Yes, okay. Of my waffling.
Of your waffling, okay. and your anatomy class.
Yes, exactly. Wow.
All right, so you, all of this stuff is valuable stuff.
It is.
There's no question about that. However, you said something and you kind of went sort of over it quite quickly, and I want to bring you back to it. You said that when we collect this on a Monday morning,
yes,
that seems to imply that you have a system for doing so.
Yes, it's part of our routine.
Okay. Now, for people, just briefly, because I think it's almost a conversation on its own, how do you do that? Because, you know, let's take Zone Radio. Maybe there's some people out there that are saying some good things about Zone Radio, and I don't know where they're saying it. How am I trying to get those people to actually direct that back to us so that we can make use of it? Because that is user-generated content, correct?
Yes. Look, you could go and do searches on your hashtag.
Yes.
You could maybe do some searches on your hashtag and then pursue those people who have hashtag Zone Radio. Like, I would be an example of user-generated, creating user-generated content for Zone Radio, because whenever I put the broadcast message up about our chats, I will always hashtag or give a shout-out to Zone Radio.
Yes.
So those would be different. There are social listening tools.
Social listening tools.
There are social listening tools. Mm. We could have a conversation about that.
Absolutely. Make a note of that one.
Mm. But generally speaking, you can just go and do a search on who's been using your hashtag. You will see people, if they are tagging you anyway, in the notifications coming through. And then, I mean, for us, because we do so many of our sales chats and booking chats online, on WhatsApp just on a Monday morning whilst it's still fresh in the customer's mind, and it should actually be sooner. It should be right after an experience. But on a Monday morning, we will generally follow up with all of our customers who've had experiences that weekend, and we will say, here's a Google link. Please, could you maybe just go and leave us a review? And if you've had any, you know, and if I have a closer rapport, then I will directly say, you know, hey, how did that go? Did you take any pictures? Could we maybe use them? What's your social media handle? There's lots of different ways of doing it. I feel slightly on the spot, so I feel like I can't give you my best answer, but it's certainly, for example, let's say you are a nail technician and you maybe do a before shot of the lady's nails and an after shot. You could maybe ask her if you could use those pictures on your social media pages, or maybe say, would you like to add this to your social media page? And then you can just tag us or whatever. And you know when, like, for Table Mountain or even at the local restaurant Jake's, where they have that little selfie booth, that's a kind of a user-generated content. So if it lends well for your business, could you maybe create a little selfie booth for people to go into, and it has like your details on there so people can contact you directly? That's cool. Or for example, if you're a plumber, or maybe you erect fences, you could have a before and after, and also include that on your social media channels. Maybe someone's really happy with the way you've painted their new house, and they could put that onto their Facebook page and just kind of tag or include the building company who did it, that sort of thing.
Okay, so there are many ways to skin this cat.
Yes.
And there's no one right way. Here's a message that has come through here. I want you to comment on this if you can. Maybe you are going to be put on the spot a little, but that's why you're here. Amazon deletes bad reviews from their website. YouTube hides bad reviews so deep you will not find them. You cannot trust reviews anymore because all you will find are good reviews, even if the product is bad. Bad reviews don't make money. Bad reviews don't get hits. All reviews are deceptive because they are either paid for, or only the good ones will exist.
Okay, so we're actually talking about two different things. User-generated content is slightly different to reviews. It's actually about the person with the product, okay? And I know that there has also been a bit of falsification with that as well. But Google and these things need to happen and unfold so that we can clamp down on it. And I do know that independent reviews are key. So a Google review is thought of to be the most authentic review that you could get. So always go and look for authentic reviews, because yes, quite a lot of them can be false. People won't lie on Facebook. People are not going to lie on Hello Peter, Trustpilot, Ecomy, and Google. I do know that, look, as a business owner, I have also had some negative reviews that were genuinely reviews from random people who hadn't even bought products. Okay. And I would know that because I work in my business every single day. Or people might leave a review as a form of bullying. So whilst we need to be thinking about the consumer and their journey, I'd also like to ask consumers to think about us as business owners, because we are also the target of quite a lot of abuse online. Okay, and I'm not saying that it doesn't happen in terms of false reviews, but I will tend to hide what is on our social media threads, complete garbage and nonsense. If it makes absolutely no sense to the thread whatsoever, I will actually delete it and remove it, especially people on Facebook and Instagram who are hijacking your paid for ad to put their stupid little ad on as well. Okay. When it comes to the best practices for negative reviews that are authentic negative reviews. It is also known that we need to have those negative reviews because people genuinely don't read through all the good reviews. We go straight to the negative ones because we want to see what the customer said was wrong with the product or the service. And most importantly, we want to see the business owner's response to the review that was not so good. So, and also, you know, I used to get very personal and take things sensitively about negative reviews. And I was advised that you're not selling enough if you're not getting some negative reviews. Yeah. And it's very important. It's actually a perfect platform for business owners to leave an explanation as to what unfolded and what they're going to do about it next. But I just want people on social media to know that as business owners, we actually get targeted a lot by bullying online and actually false. Genuinely, I will have weirdos putting things on the posts or leaving recommendations, and you'll search for them everywhere. They're not even in the database. So why are they doing that?
Yeah. So the point here that bad reviews don't get hits is not entirely true, because people do actually look for the bad reviews.
I do. Yeah. I like to read to see what actually happened and what did the business owner do about it.
All right. But a site, well, you can't speak for Amazon, so I'm not even going to ask the question. But a site that is a product specific, or let's use your example. You're only taking negative reviews off that are
bullying.
Okay. All right. Okay. So hopefully that's a sufficient comment on that. Thank you for that comment that came from Cold Steel. All right. So before we go and wrap up, thank you very much. But so now tell us about this big Google jaw that you're on at the moment, because you're flying higher with Google.
Told you
at
not
the
to say anything.
No, I know what you told me. I know what you told me, but how often have I ever listened to you?
Yeah, you don't listen to me.
Yeah, and how often?
Poor Judy.
Yeah. So what's going on there?
Okay, so.
And I'm asking you because other people could find themselves in a similar situation and strive for this. So this is big deal. This is a big deal.
So I don't know if we've covered this before when we started our conversations, but I use the most incredible app called Google Primer. And if you don't have that app on your phone as a business owner, even as a young adult, you need to go and download the Google Primer app and put it on your cell phones. It has quite possibly revolutionized my life. It assisted me to overcome my obstacle for learning, being in my 40s and quite negative about, oh, I've got to, you know, revolutionize myself and upskill myself. This is going to be a drag. It really brought... It's, you know, that app, those apps where you can get books and read a whole book in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of those apps, but you can find them where you can read big books that have been put together in literally 20 minutes. You can read the book instead of the whole book cover to cover. And Google Primer is essentially the same. It offers these incredible lessons for all the different areas of a business. And I, of course, focused on digital marketing and online advertising and e-commerce. And it's these really cool, like, little flashcards that you can go through. I was just about to say in the traffic, which is the wrong thing to say. But if you're in a waiting room or with your coffee in the morning or at your lunch break or in the evening before you go to bed, you can go jump onto the Google Primer app and you can go and look at lessons that you can learn a lesson or a concept in literally 5 minutes. So it's like lessons on the go.
Yeah.
Anyway, they asked for a review and I left a glowing review like I'm leaving now. And 18 months later, they contacted me and said, you know, would you like to maybe do a customer testimonial? I was like, sure, yeah, sure, no problem. And I thought it was just like a little Zoom customer testimonial. And it's actually turned into a documentary for their success stories about, you know, the products that they have. And they create these little miniature 2-minute documentaries. And they've been here in Cape Town filming me for 2 days. Interviewing and filming me on my business journey, basically.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's one. Did you wear those shoes?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I'm sure the camera guys would have said something, though.
Yeah.
I did have helmet hair, though, from being on the motorbike.
Oh, did you go on the motorbike?
On the motorbike over Chapman's Peak like a million times to get the right shots at sunset. And then they made me take my helmet off. And I was like, please, just make sure I don't have helmet hair in the pictures.
And you do?
Yes.
What's more embarrassing, those shoes or helmet hair?
Helmet hair.
Is it?
Yes.
Then it must have been quite bad.
yeah.
Listen, Odette Butcher, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Bridget.
We've had some nice comments that have come through on our podcasts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on our website, people can comment on the podcast.
Are they listening to them?
A lot of people are saying that it's very, very valuable information that they're receiving. And I don't know how we can make that work for you or us or anybody.
That is UGC happening right there.
Right there. people are enjoying the content. In fact, one person posted that they listened to the podcast and it just so happens that they were doing a project.
Oh, wow.
Student. And all the material that they needed
was
for their project was in that podcast.
Good for them.
So that's the kind of stuff that's happening on the back end at the moment. So
awesome.
It's certainly working.
It's adding value, and that's the whole point.
That's the whole idea. Thank you for coming in. We'll
Pleasure.
See you again in 2 weeks' time.
Yes.
Maybe with different shoes. I don't know. have a good evening, good afternoon.
Thank you, Richard.
And behave yourself.
Yes.
Okay? And look after Mike.
I will.
Be kind to Mike.
I will.
Okay. We're going to get Mike in soon. Mike he's got an amazing business. He has Legacy Pets.
Yes.
And they deal with pet cremations. And we're going to get Mike in. We had him on once before. We're going to get Mike in again to come and chat to us and give us an update because there's a whole lot has changed and a whole lot of new offerings that they have. So we're going to be speaking to him. So that's the Mike of whom we speak, who is married to Odette Butcher. There we go.
Lucky guy.
You put your wedding ring on.
Yes, I do, actually.
Good girl. I'm so proud of you. Love you lots.
Thanks, Richard. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.